This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
And you're late for your meeting,
Dave. I'm late for my meeting, guys. Loads to do. I have a performance review.
The real one.
The real one. The fun one is on the show later on. You'll hear it. But I right now have my performance review and I'm kind of shaking a little bit. So I did get a bit of a spoiler for it. He said I did well, but I'd imagine he has comments.
So no one wants a fucking comment on a Friday.
I'll let you know what the comments
Friday
are.
Friday is a horrible day for a performance.
On Monday. Well, what if it's good, though?
Well, then you're laughing.
He did ask me just there, do you want to move to next week? I was like, no, you've already moved it. Let's do it now.
We need to get it out of the way. You can't be hanging over you that long.
Exactly. I can't go into the weekend thinking, oh my God, what if it's shit, do you know?
Yes, yeah. Well, make sure to tell him that. Actually, I don't want to give away a spoiler from today's show. Listen and enjoy the performance review that you gave us on the show.
This is the sound of me taking off my mic muff.
I don't even know if that came through. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. Bye.
I love you.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Whoa, thank God.
We did it.
Do you know what's most exciting about this weekend? Sorry, very quickly.
Go on.
I have no plans.
Oh, lovely.
But I know I'll end up doing stuff, but I don't know what it is yet.
I don't like no plans. No plans freaks me out.
No, I'll make plans as I go.
Yeah,
but it's
fair
just
enough.
Like that kind of. Do you know what I mean? Once you don't get stuck on the couch on a Saturday, then you're like, come on, let's go.
That's fair enough. Mm. Did you see the new MacBook that came out?
Yeah, it's
MacBook Neo.
They're saying it's a sign of recession.
It's, I don't know if it's that, but I feel like they're kind of trying to, like, take on, you know, those Google little Chromebooks.
Yes,
or whatever.
My granny had one of them years ago.
They were great, but now Apple are kind of trying to do that. So they've brought out the MacBook Neo, and it's like 600 quid, 500
quid? 600 quid. So, like, if you're a college student, that's kind of perfect because, you know, the way the first laptop's always around that, isn't it? When you go off to college, 600-700 quid.
Yeah, but, like, you'd never get a Mac for that. Like,
no.
Which is a bit nuts.
Yeah.
So now you could own a Mac for, like, 500, 600 quid.
And that's why people are saying it's a sign of the recession.
Why is it a sign of recession?
Because they're saying that Apple know everything and they're saying people won't be able to afford their fancy MacBooks.
Oh, my God.
Soon.
No, because it shouldn't be. Surely it couldn't be because it's less spec. Like, it's not as up to code as the iMac, the one you have.
I was due to get my upgrade on my phone this time last year. And when I went in, they offered me this phone that was just out this week, blah, blah, blah. And I should have had David Hammond with me. He would have told me all the reasons why I shouldn't have went ahead and got it.
Absolutely.
But they told me, you know, this is an affordable option. I was like, yeah, cool, whatever, grand. It has one camera. Yeah. You can't even do a 0.5. It's a bit pathetic, really.
I think we just all agree, if we ever need to go buy a phone, just bring me with you.
I honestly feel that. I have my regrets.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Just gone 7:10. It's Friday morning and before 8 o'clock we'll give you another chance to win with McDonald's. We've got cash to go, your final chance this week. Stick with us and we'll give you all the details in the next little while this morning.
Good morning to you, Emma. Good morning to you, producer Callum.
Morning. Morning. Everyone's up and about. Morning.
And good morning to my darling love of my life, Pippa, who's listening, I'm sure, right now as she heads to the airport to go off to London.
Aww.
And it's funny, she was actually meant to be in the airport about an hour ago.
Oh dear, what happened?
She was meant to get up at 4:45 there and she was meant to do her makeup and go straight to the airport. Mm. And I woke up this morning and I sent her a little text.
What did you say? Tell us all.
I will tell you word for word. I said, hope you're feeling okay, as in because she was waking up this morning early. Mm. Hope you're feeling okay. Have a good morning. Kiss, kiss.
It's very nice, David.
10 minutes later, no response. I don't like this.
That's unlike her. It's unlike our Pippa. She's very active all over it at all times.
I video call her. No answer. A minute later, I said, did you sleep in? 3 minutes later, I said, oh God. 4 minutes later, I sent a load of laughing emojis. 6 minutes later, I ring her again. I ring her again. I ring her again. And she finally answers. And it's the darkness of FaceTime. She's all confused. I'm like, hi, did you sleep in?
What? Yeah. Oh no.
What time is it? That's what I always say. What time is it?
It's about 6:30 there, love.
Oh, flight to what?
Oh God, the flight's at 7:45. I was like, you make it, be fine. And she was like, right, bye.
And I was just like, no way she's making that. Like, no way in hell. But so then I texted her and I said, no, you'll make it. Just get it. She was going to park at the, you know, the
short term or whatever.
Yeah, no, but the one where you have to get a taxi or the one where you have to get a bus.
Oh, that's not going to happen. The blue or red.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
So she was parking there. So I was just like, just get a taxi. Don't park.
That takes an extra half an hour, hands down. By the time you even drive out there and then wait in a bus and get back in, I think with something like that, it's like you have to take the hit and just get dropped to the door.
Yes. As she said, thank you for ringing me. I booked another flight.
Oh. Oh, do you know what? That's very Pippa. It's very practical.
It's very Pippa.
Do you know what? I'm delighted, to be honest, with this news. Pippa, you've done me such a solid.
Wait till you hear how it went down this morning.
Because Pippa does not strike me as a woman that would be an oversleeper whatsoever.
Like, in case you listening don't know much about Pippa, like Dave's girlfriend, she's like a boss woman. She's like, you know, the way it's always like, oh my God, you're such a boss bitch. That's Pippa. She's like,
I don't think she actually sleeps.
No, she's
she's very high up in her career. She's absolutely smashing it. She's also very sound and so pretty. But
she's thick is what she is. She slept in.
No, what I love about this is what it means is, and it just kind of reiterates that sleeping in once in a while is not a character trait. It's just
Emma took this and ran.
I was delighted. I said, lads, this just shows that we're all human, and even someone who's such a boss in this world can sometimes miss an alarm, and it happens, doesn't it, Callum? Doesn't it happen sometimes? And it's rare, and it's not a reflection of someone's dedication to their job or their dedication or their passion for their work. It just means someone missed an alarm. Isn't that right, Pippa?
I do relate to Pippa very well, because do you remember a couple of years ago?
Pippa, not me.
Yeah, no, because you remember I missed a flight once. It was for a stag do.
Yes, you went to. You were going to go to Germany.
You didn't want
to go on
that stag.
No, I did.
You did not.
I did.
Go on that
in fairness,
stag.
He did. He didn't want to go, but he did want to go because he paid for the money for the flight.
Yeah, and I packed, and the suitcase was at the door. But no, there's two people in this world. There's Emma Nolan, who sleeps in once a week.
I've had a clean slate in 2026 so far, and we're 2 months.
Let me just search my messages there.
When is the last time you had to ring her?
Alarm slept.
For you listening, at about 6:30, we go, if Emma's not in, we go, I think it's time for a phone call.
Emma, guys, Nolan, you're such exaggerated. I haven't had a Callum phone call since mid-2025, I
really?
Would say. Yeah. I have sometimes been like, I'll be in at 6:30.
Okay.
I'm running a little bit late.
Yeah,
but like,
fair.
There's been no like, oh my God, we haven't heard from her. She's dead to the
Do
world.
You know what's mad? In the, what, it'd be nearly 4 years on the show? Yeah. I've never once slept in.
Yeah,
I've done the opposite. I've came into work an hour early because I thought I was late.
You're delighted to get the excuse to tell that story again?
I am pretty excited about it. Yeah.
Do you want to just mention it one more time?
Well, you see, on this show, when we started into September 2022, since then, I have not slept in once. In fact, once I woke up earlier than I had to and I walked into work. And
I think that just shows a sign of maybe things aren't quite okay upstairs.
Adam?
Emma hasn't overslept this year, but I can bank on it happening very soon.
Well done.
New human vicar, share the house. Up Pippa, up sleeping. Kingfisher and Hold Me Down on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. If you would like to play the Tricky 10 this morning, well, obviously we'd love to have you. You could have €1,000 in your back pocket just in time for the weekend.
Yeah, if you want to play Tricky, in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I saw this online yesterday. It was just on Twitter, but Twitter is obviously an absolute cesspit, or sometimes...
I'm just sick of it because it's not news anymore.
No.
And now, to get news, I'm now watching the news.
Oh, I know, me too. I've
it's
never
so
watched.
Stupid.
I was watching Al Jazeera for 2 hours last night. I was like, I need to turn this off. I have to stop. It's bad for me.
I don't think that's ever been said on an Irish radio station before. Oh, I was watching 2 hours of Al Jazeera last night.
Literally, and it was just rotating, and I was just watching it, thinking that maybe, hopefully, everything would stop and everything would get better and a rainbow would appear in the sky, but it didn't happen. So I said, I think it's time to call it a day. But anyway, despite Twitter being a cesspit, every now and again it throws up something that's worth, I wouldn't say a laugh, but a bit of a yeah, exactly. And that was someone tweeting a microwave minute. I don't know what's longer, that or watching a video while someone else is holding the phone insisting.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
Oh
right?
My God, this is so true.
And we've seen that, we've talked about like when someone says, oh my God, watch this video, it's hilarious, and it's 2.5 minutes long and you're going, huh.
Do you know when you were showing someone a video and they tap the screen to see how long and you're like, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Or you realise very quickly that they're not into this humour.
No.
And you're kind of insisting on, we started this, we'll finish it, but it's all excruciating. But I love the comparison to the microwave minute. So I took that and I ran with it. some other comparisons to the microwave minute.
So you're saying there's nothing longer than like putting something in the minute for a
exactly. You're like, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
A microwave minute or watching someone slowly record a voice note. This happened to me last night with our girl Lucy. She was sending me a voice note. I was like, oh, here we go. Disappeared.
Oh no.
And then sending me a voice note. Disappeared.
Yeah, waiting for someone to send a text with those three little bubbles popping up.
What's it going to be? Why are you stalling? Yeah, what's happened? Yeah, even though there could be something totally legitimate happening around them. A microwave minute or listening to someone explain a dream they had last night.
I don't find that too boring.
It depends on who it's coming from. I find your dreams interesting. I find certain people's dreams interesting. But sometimes you're like, oh... And where was the rocket now?
Yeah.
And you were riding it, were you? Okay, and then your man from school, oh, it was your teacher.
Do you know when Nick, our boss, comes in, he talks about his dreams, and you're like, yeah, that's great. Thanks, Nick.
A microwave minute, or that moment, you're walking down the street, and you both go in the same direction, and you're kind of sidestepping each other, going, sorry. That went on for way too long when I was about 11 in a shop in Cork. I'll never forget it. It was me against me in a mirror.
I've done that so many times where I just stop and I move the person. I stop in my tracks.
I hope it's someone you know.
No. Oftentimes I've just, if we're going left and right for too long, I'll stop, I'll reach my arms out, I'll move them to the left and I'll just go straight through them.
This is one that's hard for me to say because I've been there many times, and I have a very cutting friend called Niall who's well able to tell you when he's lost interest in your stories. A microwave minute or knowing people have lost interest in what you're saying halfway through your story.
Yeah, that's
but you're cool. Like, I started it, I need to finish it because it's just so awkward now. A microwave minute or witnessing a comedian's punchline tank on stage.
That's grim.
Sometimes it's the smaller comedians at a festival. It's like Sunday afternoon, everyone's a bit hanging, sitting around the tent, and you're like,
yeah, what is this, a Fiona Frawley gig?
No. A microwave minute or waiting for the lift to arrive to your floor in this very office.
Yes, this is
where
awful.
Are you?
Or waiting for the what's it called, the kettle to boil.
Why? Yeah, it takes so long.
Just, oh, I hate it.
A microwave minute or pretending you know someone who seems to know you. Did you ever get that?
I do, yeah.
It could be like your granny's.
I walked upstairs the other day and some fella was just like, hey, Dave. I was like, all right, man. No idea.
I remember I was in a hotel once, and this was in Kilkenny. I was with my dad and this woman approached and she was like, oh my God, Emma, how are you? It's been in her 50s. I was, well, how are you? My dad had to explain after. She's like a far, far distant relative of someone or other. But
I know.
I was lost.
I know. I have like a little tip for when, not for anyone else can use, but it's just for me. I'll know if they know me through radio or if they know me personally.
Okay.
By what they'll call me. If they know me through radio, they'll always call me Dave.
Okay.
And if they know me personally, they call me David.
David. So then you know, sugar, if it's David when you're in big trouble.
If it's David, I'm like, who in God's name are you? Are you my cousin?
A microwave minute or listening to a story that you've heard before from a very enthusiastic teller. And you're like, you already told me this.
Yeah.
Go on. Tell me again.
Tell me again.
And finally, a microwave minute or waiting for your boss to call after they say, are you free for a call? Can you jump on this call? When? Now?
Grim.
Yesterday.
I'm already on it.
I'm here. Talk to me. What is the problem? It's Olivia Dean with Baby Steps on Spin. Hello.
Hello. What's going on? I love that Irish music.
Me too.
Because it means Seachtain na Gaeilge is coming up, or is it happening?
I think it's this week.
It's right now.
Seachtain seo agus Seachtain soon. Can someone give me a few Irish lessons?
It's the English man to tell you when Seachtain na Gaeilge is. It's between the 1st and the 17th of March.
How dare you? How dare you tell me that?
Does anyone do Irish lessons online? I'll pay you.
Yeah, Duolingo.
It's not the same. I need someone to speak to me. Ask Wilga.
Yeah, Duolingo will tell you, to ask, where are the batteries in the toilet?
What's crazy is, like, I can't think of this week and next week in Irish. Callum, to say that this language was like.
On Seachtain seo.
On Seachtain seo. Next. What's
on Seachtain seacacha.
No, that's in the past. What's chacooing?
On Seachtain. I don't know.
Anyway, if anyone, I mean this, hit me up. I would love to do some Irish classes online because I tried to do them in town once and I didn't go because it was very far away.
Yeah, you went once and then you gave up.
I'll do them on a Zoom with you.
Listen,
I'll pay you.
We have some cash to give away. Is that all right with the both of you?
It just stresses me out that I'm so bad at this.
We're celebrating the return of the iconic Shamrock Shake at McDonald's just in time for Seachtain na Gaeilge and St. Patrick's Day. Tosh Arash, why not try use the Cúpla Focal and try the minty Shamrock Shake in restaurants for a limited time only?
All right, Rachel is here this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah,
good.
Not too bad. Rachel, what is Rachel in Irish or Oscailga?
I don't think it translates.
Does it not?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no. Did you not? What do you mean you don't think so? Do you not? Did you not be called something in school? Like, did you not be called, like, Rochelle or something?
Well, I think that was more French, isn't it?
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. Any plans for the weekend, Rachel? Do you have anything going on?
Just do something nice with kids, I suppose.
Lovely.
Very nice, Rachel. All right, well, let's see if we can win you some cash, right? In studio, we have the Shamrock Bowl filled with balls. Each ball contains a hidden cash value.
Yes, they do. They're here in front of me, and I have them all, and I'm ready to count it all up for you.
30 seconds on the clock, Rachel, and you have to answer up to 5 questions on Irish culture or easy-to-understand questions, Oscailga. For each question you get right, you will earn a ball from the Shamrock Bowl. We'll open your balls at the end of the 30 seconds and see how much money you've won. Does that sound good, Rachel?
Yeah, hopefully I do well.
Hopefully you do well. All right, 30 seconds on the clock, Rachel. Best of luck, let's go. What Irish band had songs such as Beautiful Day and With or Without You?
You too.
If you were to speak a bit of Irish, you're said to have a coupla what?
Buckle.
How dare you. The Irish men's football team plays their matches at what stadium?
Aviva.
What river runs through the centre of Dublin?
River Liffey.
What is the first name of the famous golfer with the surname Lowry?
Rory Lowry. Name, actually. Rory Lowry. I think you said Shane
as well, right?
Shane.
Hey, Larry. Well Larry's done, Rachel.
Great name.
All right, Emma Nolan has the green balls that have the amount of monies in them. Let's top them up.
Okay, Leroy Iverhane, and there is Trick or Tree.
33.
Correcto. Okay, 33. Leroy Dough is Ivershocked.
Ivershocked. 7.
Yeah.
So we're up to 40.
Okay, lovely. Inside Lee Road, Iver a tree is Cade.
Cade, 100. Oh my God.
Lovely.
We're up to 140, Rachel.
All right. Lee Road, Iver a Cahir is... Can't think of it, but it's 90.
Oh, Nooka? No.
90.
No, we get this wrong every
day.
Bloody morning.
Do any of your kids... Rachel, do any of the kids in the car there know what 90 is in Irish?
Do you know what 90 is in Irish?
Wait, no.
Guys, we're all shocked, aren't we?
It's Nooka.
Nooka, lovely. August, the Lee Road Cúig is Fiha.
Fiha, which is 20. So we've got a 40. We've got a 100. We've got a 90. Already I'm annoyed because I don't know what this means. So 140, and that would be 230, €250. Rachel, congratulations. Who is going to be spending that money in your family? Is it you? Is it going to be the kids? Who's it going to be?
It'll definitely be the kids. They want the shamrock shakes.
Of course they do. Great shout from them. Rachel, congratulations. 250 quid well on done. The way to you.
Thanks very much.
Have
a great day.
You bye too. Guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Really bad. How did you get on in
maths? Failed.
I meant Irish.
Irish failed.
Isn't you failed your leaving to Irish?
No, I think I got a D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Honours or pass?
Pass.
Okay.
The only thing I failed in Leaving Cert was business.
Oh yeah, that's understandable.
Which is mental because I'm basically like Alan Sugar now.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know how to balance those books. Yeah. I was called in by my business teacher called a dosser in third year.
A dosser?
Yeah. And I wasn't a dosser. I just couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand a word. I didn't know what was going on. And he called my parents in and everything and sat there and went, how do you do your homework if you don't know what's going on in the class? And I said, I copy it every morning off Jamie on the bus.
Oh my God, you were honest.
I was honest.
Never be honest.
And then years later, I was at my boyfriend at the time's Deb's, and he came up and bought me a drink, and he said, do you know what was wrong about you? I thought you were a dosser. You're actually very good at your languages and your arts and stuff. I want to say I'm sorry.
Oh wow.
He said, it's just for a fact, you are the worst business student I've ever had.
Honestly, so was I. That's why I failed.
Do you know what, sir? I'll shake you on that. I'm proud to have been. It's not my thing. I don't know the numbers.
And look at us now.
Here's Doja Cat. This is Jealous Type on Spin. Noah Kahan and The Great Divide. This is Spin.
Oh, no, we can't. Tricky.
Explain the joke.
Noah Kahan. Oh, no, he can't.
Ah, very good. I thought you meant I can't divide or multiply, and I was like, that's true. Ha ha. The song is called The Great Divide. Ha ha!
Ah, Emma. I love it.
David.
I love it.
Ah, lads.
Lads, welcome on into the Tricky 10. This is where you could win €1,000 or a snooty. I know they're very different things, but they are. It is true. You could win either. All right. If you come on and get 10 questions correctly, you will win €1,000. If you top the leaderboard from the rest of the players from this week, then you win a fuzzy charged snooty. If you would like to play at any point, Tricky in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038.
Okay, simple as that. We're about to play next, and don't forget, imagine how lovely it would be to have an extra €1,000 in your pocket going into the weekend.
Gorgeous.
Tricky in a WhatsApp right now, please.
1038 Dublin. Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, what's going on?
Good morning, what's going on? Obviously I know, and this is a first, that I'll bring him up. But you have a dog called Seamus.
Oh! Stop the lights! It's the 6th of March, it's 8:03 and David Hammond has unprompted mentioned my dog. Yes, I do.
And I know you love talking about him. Is Seamus like your dream dog?
I never knew what a dream dog was. I always thought I'd want a golden retriever.
Interesting. So that's your answer. So a golden retriever was your dream dog.
Yeah, but I'm glad now it's him because I think just to his, he's easier to wash.
Okay, fair.
Because he has that hair that's like,
a little
I don't
bit
know,
thin.
It's a little bit thinner. It does shed, but it's just easier to keep him clean,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As opposed to like,
so
a
yeah,
hairy
he has
thing.
Become my dream dog. He's a pain in my ass, but yeah, he's great as well.
I just like realised over the last couple of days what I really, really want in a dog, if I was to get a dog. Because Pippa's always like, oh, we'll have a dog, and I'm like, no, we won't. We can have a cat, maybe.
Ew, sorry.
I like a cat.
Sorry, it slipped out for the cat lover.
But I was like, I just don't know if I'll do it, the whole dog thing.
Yes, you will.
I just don't know if I will.
No, it's funny. It's mad. And I don't know if this is the case for everybody, but they say the whole man's best friend thing. Seamus was obsessed with me for the first like 6 months. Mm-hmm. I was definitely the person he'd listen to a bit more. He literally will go to Jack and like lick his face in a way that's kind of offensive and like put his paws in his chest and just stare at him with this absolute admiration. I don't get any of that.
Really?
Like he, they adore you.
Yeah.
They adore you so much. It's so lovely.
It's interesting. Like I get that, but also like I don't need that in my life.
Because everyone else adores you.
Yeah, of course. But also the licking and all. But no, I do have a dream dog, and I just realised that only a couple of days ago when someone said it, and I was like, oh, that's it. And if you have this dog, I'm so jealous. It's a St. Bernard.
Can I look him up?
You've never heard of a St. Bernard?
I have. I just want to visualise you with one of these.
Oh, St. Bernard. Aren't they just gorgeous? They're just big, huge, heavy, fluffy things.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Oh, God. Real slobbery.
A bit slobbery, which yeah. I probably would. Yeah, I'd probably
have. I can see you walking around Rathmines with him.
I could like probably attach maybe a little dish to its collar so the slobber just falls in, because I couldn't deal with that.
Oh,
but I just think they
beautiful.
Look great. I'd love one.
Do you know what's funny? So basically, do you remember the time when we were getting Seamus and I was telling you that the reason that Seamus was even on my mind was because my sister's dog we thought was responsible for impregnating the neighbour's beagle?
Yes.
Right? And he is a golden retriever. That's why I was aware of the whole storyline. It turns out, and we didn't know this, that a dog can carry multiple fathers.
Genes or something, was it?
Like if there was a few of them on the road with the beagle,
really?
There could be a few different fathers in the mix.
That's
right?
Interesting.
So we've learned now that Seamus's dad is very likely the lab down the road, okay. The black lab, not my sister's dog, the golden retriever.
Yes.
One of the puppies in the litter was very, very golden retriever. But then my friend Aveen and her partner Anthony, they took Seamus's sister, Mila, who looked like the St. Bernard up the road, and they were convinced they were going to get this monster
that
dog, and she'd grow massive, and she'd be half beagle, half St. Bernard, and she's so little and small, it's just so hard to know, but she has the exact markings of, say, the black
Saint
and brown
Bernard.
And white St. Bernard.
Oh, I love them.
I think it'd suit
so
you.
Oh, thank you. I'd probably ride it into battle.
Come on, Dave and Fiona.
10 past 8, you're listening to Spin 1038.
Coming up very soon, it's my favourite part of the week, where I rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. I was planning it yesterday, I was doing it all, I was organising it for you for a little bit of entertainment for your little commute to work, and I was having a ball.
Yeah,
I was enjoying every second of it, and I hope you will too. Dave ranks coming up after this.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Alright, here we go. Craig and his partner Claire are standing by this morning to give this a lash. Where in the world are you?
We're just at back home in Blessington. Claire's getting ready for work.
In Blessington.
And I'm working from home today.
So. Okay, very good. Big staunch fans of the Tricky 10 then, both of you?
Yeah, every morning. Okay. It's either a 9 or a 1, so we'll see what happens.
It's either what, sorry?
It's either getting a 9 or a 1, okay. Depending on the day. Okay. So.
Well, that's actually a really good way to set yourself up. You know, it's not like I've always
a few Hall of Fame.
A few Hall of Fame, Max. I just did it myself this morning, Craig. Whenever I come into work, I cover the answers and I go through it myself. And I did have a Hall of Fame answer, and it was 100. Just be aware that 100 will absolutely not feature as an answer. Okay, Emma, can you figure out by reading the questions where I said 100?
Question number three. Okay, it's not 100. Right. Any plans, both of you, for the weekend? Or anything nice?
I'm heading to the rugby tonight.
Oh, nice.
And Claire's being sound and dropped me in and picked me up after a few
points. Claire, everybody.
What a legend. What a legend. Okay, here we go, guys. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave is asking your 10 questions this morning. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. That won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer. And when we say your first answer, we're saying you, Craig, you're the official player on this morning. If Claire throws an answer, that's grand, but we can only take what you say. All right? If you don't know the answer, give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard today, you're going to win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. Get all 10 correct. You'll win €1,000. Listen to this closely. Karen is on top of the leaderboard this week. She scored 5 in 50.14 seconds.
That was very fast, in fairness.
It was
Karen.
Very fast.
All right, do you think you can beat a Craig and Claire?
Probably not. Well,
amazing confidence to start off the game. Let's
Good
do
luck,
it.
Guys.
55 seconds on the clock. I'm going to count you in the best of luck. Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A lucky clover is said to have how many leaves?
3.
Crystal Palace scored how many goals against Spurs last night?
3.
A centimetre is made up of how many millimetres?
10.
How many letters are in the word squirrels?
Squirrels. 9.
Complete the name of the American teen drama What Tree Hill?
Say that again, please.
What Tree Hill? It's a TV show. What Tree Hill? The American teen drama What Tree Hill?
3.
Karen holds this week's high score in the Tricky 10, but how many questions did she get correct?
5.
What date in March is it today?
6.
James Bond's code name was 00 what?
7.
How many solo studio albums has Cardi B released?
2.
Lewis Hamilton won his first F1 Drivers' Championship in the year 2000 and what?
9.
Okay.
Wow. How do you think you did there, guys?
Oh, not great.
I have no idea how they did.
That was quite the rush. That was really, really exciting to go through.
Craig,
however,
you were very...
I was about to say, you're big fans of the answer 3.
Bloody hell.
Craig, you were very fast at answering the questions. Apart from that, the Watchery Hill question.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I just gave it away there, didn't I?
We'll get to that.
Okay, let's talk them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We know for sure you've gone and won the week, guys.
Congratulations, Craig and Claire. You have won yourself a Fuzzy Charge Snooty.
Perfect, because it was so cold
That's
this
for
morning.
Me.
That's for you, Claire.
Well,
that's for you.
You were very quiet to turn out your answers there, Claire. Fair play. Were you just mouthing?
I was actually using my fingers.
Good on you. That's smart.
But to be fair, he got most of them. He's a big general knowledge fan. So.
Okay. Oh, he's a quizzer.
Oh, guys, you're so in love. You're very cute. Let's just go through the ones that caught you this morning. A lucky clover is said to have how many leaves? You said 3. The answer there is 4. A 4-leaf clover. But sure, you know that. The American teen drama, it's actually back on Netflix. It was popping up for me last night. It's One Tree Hill.
Oh,
you know that show, One Tree Hill? Who's a really hot guy?
I've never seen it before, but I've heard about it.
I know Marty Guilfoyle from Spin is obsessed with that show.
Is he?
Yeah. And then Lewis Hamilton won his first Formula One Drivers' Championship in the year 2000 and what? You were so close with 9, but the answer was 8. But you gave us a 3 for the 4-leaf clover, for a 3 Tree Hill, and for the Spurs game, obviously, that one was correct.
We'll take it.
A lot of trees.
That One Tree Hill one tripped me up.
It was one that got you.
Well, you've absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. You did so well. Well done, lads.
Fuzzy Charge Snooty on the way to you, lads. Have a great day and a great weekend.
You too.
Bye. Bye. All right, let's try to do this on Monday again, shall we? If you want to register to play, please do now. Now. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. For now, though, we have an obligation, and that's to play producer Callum's girlfriend's new favourite song.
Yes, it is very waltzers-esque. It's like being at Fundaland with all the Yup Bros.
Mm-hmm. Play at the pay station if you want to ride.
Scream if you want to go faster.
It's the Morgan Sea Tree, and Beat is jumping. You're on Spin. It's Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey, and Show Me Love on Spin. It's fair to say a lot of Friday vibes going around the place today, but not necessarily for Dave and I just yet, because we've a lot to get through. After 8:30, we will find out our fate. You have been reviewing the show, reviewing Dave and I and Fiona personally all this week. A horrible producer Callum idea, and we're going to be reviewed based on the results just after 8:30.
First though, it's my favourite part of the week right now. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like Phineas and Ferb songs, or lines or transition sounds between 2.5 men scenes, things like that. Well, this week I was organising it, and I was doing it yesterday, and I was just having the time of my life. There's a series of movies I want to watch, and just it's been in my head, and there is one character in those movies that I love so much. The movies are the Toy Story franchise movies.
Okay.
Right? There is one character in that series of movies that is my absolute favourite, and they don't have a lot of lines.
Okay.
Their name is Mrs. Potato Head. So I welcome you to Dave Rank's lines from Mrs. Potato Head.
From Toy Story. Sorry, I can witness. As God is my witness, I was sitting there yesterday and David was like crying with laughter.
I was in tears.
And I was looking over going, are you okay? And he's like, no, it's just my ranks for tomorrow. It's so good,
but they're going to be long clips. So everyone lock in. Lock in for the next 5 minutes, because we're talking Mrs. Potato Head. An absolute
queen
of a person. Or a potato, or a spud. Right, we start out with 5th place. It's one of our first introductions to Mrs. Potato Head. And it's where I think Mr. Potato Head finds her left ear. And she says this.
Oh, you found it! Oh, it's so nice to have a big, strong spud around the house. Oh!
It's her voice for me. I love it so much. And you can picture her saying it. Oh, it's so good. We've a lot to get through, though, so I'm going to quickly move on to Dave Rank's lines from Mrs. Potato Head. 4th place is when Lotso the Bear in Toy Story 3 calls Mrs. Potato Head Sweet Potato.
Sweet Potato, you ain't leaving Sunnyside.
Sweet Potato, who do you think you're talking to? I have over 30 accessories and I deserve more respect.
Ah, that's better.
And he takes her mouth out. The disrespect.
He takes her voice out
of the spud.
Wow.
We move on to 3rd place. This is what honestly had me crying. This is from the 2nd movie. And they're going off to find Woody, right? And so Mrs. Potato Head is packing Mr. Potato Head's...
Bits. Yeah.
And I actually think it might be even a blooper at the end reel.
Okay.
But it's genuinely the funniest thing I've ever watched. 3, it's when she's packing Mr. Potato Head.
I'm packing you an extra pair of shoes and your angry eyes, just in case. And if you get hungry, here's some cheese puffs and a key. I don't know what it's for, but you never know. And the golf ball, if you have time for golf. And a plastic steak and a rubber ducky and a yo-yo.
I'm loving how much you're loving this.
I love her so much. So much so that she keeps packing Mr. Potato Head with a load of stuff that he might need for his trip. So that's why in 2nd place for Dave Rang's lines from Mrs. Potato Head, it's a continuation of the packing.
And an extra bouncy ball. And some extra teeth. Be careful, they chatter.
Whoa!
And crayons in case you get bored. And some blue Play-Doh. And a dime, call me, and monkey chow.
Monkey chow? For what?
Well, for the monkeys, of course. Come on, monkeys.
That's it. I draw the line at monkey. Get my agent on the phone.
Oh, it's so good.
I do miss when they used to put the fake bloopers at the end of the film.
They are so good.
So good.
So, so good. But it is not number one, unfortunately. Number one is my favourite thing she ever says. And I quote it all the time, even though it doesn't really make much sense to quote it. Number one is from the second movie, and it's where there are some characters who really, really like Mr. Potato Head, and
like they fancy him a bit much.
No, they think he's almost like their dad.
Oh, cute! Okay.
And it's the three little green aliens. Number one on Dave Rank's lines from Mrs. Potato Head is where she says, "Let's adopt them."
You have saved our lives. We are eternally grateful.
Oh. You saved their lives. Hero! And they're so adorable! Let's adopt them!
Let's adopt them!
Who's the voiceover?
I have no idea. I need to check that out. Oh, she is absolutely amazing.
She kind of has the voice of Matilda's mom.
Her name was Estelle Harris. She sadly passed away in 2022.
No!
Oh, I remember her. She was in other things.
But they have recast her. And if it's like any of the other ones, other films where they do recast voice actors, I'm going to use Wallace and Gromit, for example. The guy who replaced Wallace after the main actor passed away is very good. So they probably get the same kind of feeling.
Really? Okay, yeah. Good. Well, yeah, she was in a couple of things. I noticed her. I reckon.
Do you notice the voice is very similar to the original Matilda movies, The Mam?
Yes, yeah. Very like similar. Yeah,
I wonder if it's her.
Who you knows? Chose books. I chose looks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not the same actor.
Dave, no, it's not the same.
One of my absolute favourite Dave Rank.
I love it so much. Top thank tier. You.
Let's adopt them.
This is my favourite song at the moment. I just love it. Turn it up. It's a bit of fun. Benson Boone on Spin.
He was a stranger. He walked in looking for danger. Mr. Electric Blue, I believe.
Hands down, my favourite song at the moment. I don't know why. It's so fun.
Good vibes.
Realised last week it's about his dad.
Ah.
He thinks his dad is some kind of a mystical creature.
That's interesting.
I want to go see Benson Boone. Purely for Mr. Electric Blue.
And then leave.
And yeah.
See a flip, see Electric Blue, and then be like, right, see you later, Benson.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Do you remember the time on the show I said that Benson Boone, or I said, oh, he must have been good at science.
Why? Because Bunsen Burner.
And then I realised it was Bunsen Burner, not Benson Burner, and the whole joke was really bad.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Had a great time.
It's a bad moment.
Would recommend.
It's going to be a really lovely day today. Dry and Pink Panther, Sarah Larson, stateside. You're listening to Spin, almost 20 to 9. Now, we're quite nervous this morning, and we have been a bit uneasy all week because we found out on Tuesday that producer Callum had a cunning plan this week. Lots of offices, lots of businesses, lots of staff at the moment, at this time of year, are dealing with performance reviews. And that faces all of us this week outside of the show with our own bosses and all the rest. And Callum said, you know what we're going to do to make it even worse? Let's set one up and get people who listen to this show to review Emma, Dave, Fiona, and even himself.
Slightly. Yeah. Just a little bit on me.
He's
so,
an
yeah.
awful cunning guy.
He is. He's an awful.
So welcome to the first ever Fully Charged performance review on Tuesday. We did announce this, and you have been messaging and also doing your reviews online. There were three segments, one for Emma, one for Dave, one for Fiona. Then there was another section, one question for myself, and then a general section. On average, of all the people that took part in this, it took 8 minutes for people to fill out the form.
On average,
about 8 minutes.
That's which is longer than I thought.
Which is much better than my performance review that I had yesterday, which took 45
your
minutes.
Real
my yeah. real one.
Come here, can I ask? Just give me a ballpark. Yeah. How many people took part?
Over 100.
Okay, cool.
Yes. So,
average. Gonna get a good idea.
Here we go with the performance review.
Very hard to get people to voluntarily do a survey. So, over 100 people is very good.
Yeah, I'd be delighted with that, yeah.
I'm going to go into your individual sections first. And we'll start with Fiona and then in a second.
She's not here to defend herself.
Absolutely. So, that's why I would get her out of the way first. So, the first question on Fiona's review was, with one being not great and 10 being excellent, how is this team member integrated into the Fully Charged team?
Oh, come on. Surely 100 out of 10.
It was kind... That's not the score. 10 out of 10. It's kind of a reflection on you as well in terms of introducing...
How well we integrated her.
Yes. The system adds up all the votes and creates an average, and the average score that the system came out was 9.5.
Wow! very
so
good.
So that's like, that's in the upper percentile.
That's very
so
good.
Congratulations.
That's more or less 10 out of 10.
The next one on Fiona's section was an open-ended question, so you could write anything you wanted to in this one. After getting married and having a baby in the last 6 months, what else could Fiona achieve during her time here?
Just a little stipulation. We don't know if there's no baby just yet.
Not just yet, no. The most popular answer was have a second child.
Really?
17% of people typed that out themselves.
If she does not come back into this bloody studio and sit down and not do anything with Dwayne for at least 3 years.
Yeah. Some of the my most favourite answers that you inputted there were first stand-up gigging space like Katy Perry did the singing, hack the cash machine and steal all the money.
Very nice.
Do a skydive with Emma. Get selected for a 7-month case in jury duty.
Class.
Oh, nice.
And that's so going to happen. I just know full well she's going to come back and get jury duty.
And divorce.
Do it for the plot, lads.
Yeah. And then finally for Fiona, what are 3 or 4 words you would use to describe this employee? Quick, blunt and funny. Mother to Dave, sarcastic and fun. Nice voice, real mammy and soft. Lovely, very funny. Sound for a Southsider.
Yeah. Hey! Sound for a Southsider is funny.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we now move on to Emma. Emma's first question that you had to review her on was, what with 1 being not enough and 10 being too much, how much do you think Emma talks about her dog? This one threw up an average of all the scores here of 5.03. So the middle of the road.
People don't know.
Yeah. 14% of people voted level 1 as not enough and 8% of people voted 10 saying too much.
8% a lot. Like, I take the feedback.
But a lot of people went down the middle, so Seamus can stay.
Unfortunately, Emma's going to take all of this as gospel.
Moving on to what would you like to see
I'll work
Emma
out the week. What's 8% mentions this week?
What would you like to see Emma do this year? There were 4 options. Another boxing match, get more tattoos, look after more dogs and other. Boxing match was 32%.
Oh.
Tattoos was 20. More dogs was 11. And then the other option where people could write what they wanted to was 37%. Some of my favourite options on walk Croagh-Patrick with the dog. a boxing match against get Dave and knock him out.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
Give Dave 50 quid.
Yes, I like that
Dave
one.
Dave might have written that one.
I swear to God, I didn't fill that out, so that's weird.
These are all anonymous. Do a skinny dip for charity.
Oh, excuse me.
And do more accents. Emma hasn't done accents in a while.
Some creep wants to do a skinny dip. Yeah.
And then finally, 3 or 4 words you would use to describe this employee. 52% of people who answered this question used the word funny to describe Emma.
Oh!
And then in other comments, funny old one, fab, relatable, and an angel putting up with Dave. Manic compulsive shopper, sassy, great, dipsy, and old.
Dipsy or ditzy?
Lovely.
Dipsy, D-I-P-S-Y.
What's dipsy?
Like a little bit ditzy.
Okay, oh, right. Kind of a compulsive same thing. Shopper.
Yes.
Thank you. I feel seen and you're correct.
So that's Emma and Fiona. We'll be back in a second to look through Dave's results and then the general team feedback, including the all-important... Who's your favourite member?
Oh, I feel sick. Okay, that wasn't as bad as I thought. Thank you. Here's Jazzy. This is Can't Deny It on Spin. I wanna see smile. It's Jazzy. Can't Deny It. You're listening to Spin. It is 8:47 and it's squeaky bum time in the show because with lots of people at the moment dealing with performance reviews in their workplace, Callum took the cunning plan to ask you to review this very show this week with that in mind. He's just been through kind of the personal on myself and Fiona. We did grand. We're not too bad at all. I was worrying about nothing. But what is left, of course.
He's definitely gone easy on you so he can just go hard on me.
Is the Dave
David, you're hated.
Personal review.
And you're ugly.
And we're going to find out as well who you think who the favourite is on the show.
Yes, you've been voting and doing the performance reviews all week, so thank you very much for getting involved on that. It's time to look at Dave's results, and the first question for Dave on his performance review that you filled out were, with 1 being not enough and 10 being too much, how often do you think Dave throws a tantrum? 20% of people voted 10 saying that you do it too much.
That's ridiculous.
17% of people voted 1 saying that you don't do it enough.
So people want more tantrums. Done.
The average score for this, again, very middle of the road, 5.75. So down the middle again. So people aren't too sure.
Okay, good.
Just don't throw a tantrum over it.
More tantrums to come.
or maybe less tantrums to come. Who knows?
Let's go with my character here. I think it's going to be more tantrums.
Moving on with Dave's second question. With one being substandard and five being excellent, rate Dave's recent performances on the Gurdy quiz.
Oh, yeah.
There were only 2% of people voted in this that said you were performing substandard and gave your one.
Oh.
31% of people voted four or five. So that gave you a score average of 4.57.
What does that mean?
That means that you are doing exceptional.
Oh,
yeah.
Class. Yeah. Unreal.
And then the three or four words you would use to describe David Hammond.
Oh, no.
Big baby.
That's two words.
Juvenile, but in a positive way. Think Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mother God, three or four words, people.
I don't think he thinks before he speaks, which makes him funny.
I don't think you think before you type three or four words.
A child with adult money.
That's totally fair.
Heroic.
Yes.
Oh, go on.
In brackets, taking on the women of Ireland one question at a time.
Oh, yeah, we got the meninist.
Hilarious. His stories and dilemmas are just brilliant.
Brill.
Genuine. He sounds like a top guy.
Thank you.
That's
top
so nice.
Fella me.
And that is Dave there. My favourite one was Big Baby.
Yeah.
I ask, are you shielding us from any hate?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All relatively positive here. And then one question for myself in this, with one being annoying and 10 being not annoying. How annoying do you find my laugh in the background?
As in producer Callum's laugh.
That's me. The final score of that was 7.42%. So it was nearer the not annoying scale to what than the more annoying
keep
scale.
The laugh all day, every day. Amazing.
And then finally onto the overall category.
Who's this?
I'm convinced he's not going to tell us the answers.
On, I would recommend Fully Charged to a friend. 100% of people said yes.
Class.
That's incredible.
On, I have won cinema passes with Emma, Dave and Fiona in the last 12 months. 70% of people said no.
That's, no way.
But 30% yeah. is still people, a lot of cinema
that's
passes.
A lot of people in the city not
Lots
having cinema passes.
Lots of people
passes.
Listen to the show and don't message in for anything.
And 30% of people said yes. And then the moment you've all been waiting for. Who is your favourite member of the team?
I have no issue, can I say, with who's favourite. It's just that it's the...
It's because Emma went on and voted for herself 100 times.
I just hate the idea of someone being least favourite. That's not
I'm okay
nice.
With being
Don't
favorite.
Tell us that.
You could select more than one. In last place, with 23% of the vote, they're all very close. It's 23, 24, 26, 27.
My God.
Okay, so it's pretty much all the same.
23% of the vote. Is myself.
Oh, Callum. Oh. Are you okay?
I'm okay with that because my name is not above the door.
Okay, it suits you when it suits you.
Next up, with 24% of the vote, is Fiona Frawley.
Okay.
Hey, only on the show 6 months, nine months.
That's incredible.
And then 26% and 27%.
Oh, go
against
on.
Emma and Dave.
Davey.
Shut
Davey,
up.
Davey.
I can tell you, there's 1% point in it, so it's basically nothing. First place is David Hammond.
Yes! Thank you. I would like to thank myself.
Yes,
I could not possibly have done it without me.
It's true.
I couldn't have. And that is all of the people I'd like to
What
know.
Rights or privileges will Dave get now that he's favoured on the show? I think that's the real stipulation.
He gets
here.
To throw as many tantrums as he wants
yeah.
without stipulation. Thank you very much. That was the first ever Fully Charged performance review. We'll be back to review these in 1 year.
I can't believe I'm not the favourite. I've got lots to think about this.
Honestly, you're higher than I thought.
Thank you for dinner, baby.
Didn't I tell you she'd take this as gospel?
I just can't believe I'm not the favourite.
I heard someone's winning a prize. For the love of God, can we give that away there, please?
No, what's the point? Everyone hates me. What's the point of anything anymore?
What's the prize? Who's the winner?
Dave has just come out as the favourite on the show based on your votes on our review this week. And I'm not going to lie, I'm never going to hear the end of it near.
I'm not going to mention it. I will only mention it when it suits me.
Yeah. James Mulvooney, well done. You took part in the Fully Charged, the first ever performance review. A 50 euro Just Eat voucher is on the way to you. And come here, James, if I sent you an extra 50 on that, would you would you vote differently next time? Just send me a text there and I'll top it up, and maybe if you do it again you'll keep me
Listen,
in mind.
The people have spoken. I am the best.
On it, on it, on it. Let's go!
Emma,
David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are we?
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. It's going to be a good one.
Warm
tomorrow or sunny tomorrow?
It's not really that warm, but it's going to be lovely and sunny and bright.
Savage.
I think like maybe highs of 10 or 11 degrees. Bring your jacket. You have a big day tomorrow.
I do. Well, I'm just going out with my friends, so it's going to be a good crack. Can I complain about something that I shouldn't complain about?
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Yep.
And it's just, it's, okay. I realise I'm very lucky to work here, right? This building is wonderful and I love it and I love this company. Spin is always where I've wanted to be.
Right. Where is
we have going? We have bathrooms in the office because they're so good to us here. So we give us access to the toilet.
That's nice.
What they also do in the toilet is they give us access to a product or two. Do you know what I mean? So like in the women's bathrooms, they might have feminine hygiene products.
Yeah.
And in the men's, we have some spray, some like Lynx. Mm. But there's also, and I know who's bought it, and it's Zoe, and I absolutely love Zoe, but I'm just going to call her out on
our office manager.
Zoe, no one has used hair gel since 2007. Can I just say that, if that's okay? And I feel like women don't know that about guys. I think women think that guys still use hair gel or wax.
Yeah.
Can I just promise you, we don't. We use
what happened to hair gel?
We use hair powder. Okay, that needs to be in the office bathroom. If you're going to do products at all, I know it's complaining about something I'm getting for free, it's fantastic, but I'm just saying there's no point in buying it. No one's going to use it. It's been there for 6 months. It has not been opened.
I had the thought as well. I saw the hair gel.
No
it's like,
way.
No one is using the toilet hair gel.
That's so funny because it's a tough time for the hair gel industry then. Just
yeah,
not
it's
a thing.
It's not
very
a thing.
Early noughties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, now interestingly, that is news to me, even though I get what you mean. I haven't seen gel in a man's hair in years.
There you go.
I've never thought about it.
I would only use clay or I would use powder. I would
Jack
never
uses
use wax
spray.
Or
spray.
Well, I use hairspray as well, but that's when it's done.
To hold it in
to
place.
Hold it, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So can I just, I know it's complaining about, but it's just, no one's using the hair gel. And if you're using hair gel, just move on a little bit. Mm. To hair powder,
you know,
your life will change.
I kind of judge the women in here a little bit because Zoe's great. She buys dry shampoo.
Oh, very good.
Oh.
And that bottle's replaced so often, I'm thinking these girls are greasy. Dave and Fiona, 9 minutes after nine. Look, the war in Iran is in its seventh day today, I think. And I don't know about you, but I'm glued to it on Sky News.
I was
News
over the weekend, but I'm not really watching it anymore. I just feel like I'm getting updates from notifications
yeah.
from Toronto on Sky News.
Jack and I had a chat last night. We were like, we need to kind of get out of this rabbit hole because we're really like watching almost too much of it at the moment. But look, you know what the situation
fairness,
is at the moment.
You have a reason to be watching it.
We do. So basically, as you know, Jack and I are due to fly to Thailand and we're due to fly out on the 17th of this month. That is on Tuesday week. Mm-hmm. Jack booked these flights before Christmas. Now, obviously, with Etihad, the airline we're due to go with, there's a stopover in Abu Dhabi. And at the moment,
you can't fly there.
You can't fly there, right? So we've been kind of watching this with extra keen interest. And before I go any further, I understand we're in a very privileged situation to be discussing, can we go on our holiday rather than dealing with absolute fallout from this war?
I also feel like with that, though, like obviously people, like this is a real tough thing that's happening and there's a lot going on in the world. But people have paid for their holidays, their hardworking money. They've earned some time off.
I think it's okay
to be a little bit like, I would like to go on holidays.
Know,
that's fair enough.
Some people feel ashamed to say it, but I'm like, I just don't know what we're going to do on Tuesday week. And
she's not, and you're not saying, and that's more important.
No.
You know what I mean? We're just talking about it.
Exactly. So basically, here's where we're at, right? The other day, I was like, obviously, the naivety of a few days in, surely this will all be wrapped up and sorted. And
I thought
you know,
the same, honestly.
But now it looks like this is showing no signs of slowing down, quite the opposite. So obviously, we sat down yesterday. It was like, right, what are we going to do here? Let's just get some advice from the airlines. Let's get some advice online. And like even like the Irish embassy here is saying when you go on to Thailand, they're saying, you know, it's safe to travel there, blah, blah,
because I know
blah.
A person, I know someone who's there in Thailand who only landed like last week.
I was actually talking to her.
Or sorry, not last week, this week.
This week, yeah. I actually messaged her yesterday asking what she did. So she was due to fly and also land in Dubai or Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
But they changed their flight to go with this other place that goes directly from London. And they fly to Thailand, so you're not in the danger zone.
So
whatsoever.
It flies direct from London
from
to Thailand.
From London, you can go direct. And
oh,
from
wow.
Amsterdam, you can go direct.
Okay.
Here's the thing. So we've been keeping an eye on Etihad, and they've been saying that if you are due to fly by a particular date, which doesn't include the 17th of March yet,
okay.
you can request a full refund.
Right.
That refund might take 28 days to come back.
Dear God.
Right? It could take an hour. It could take 28 days. We don't know. So we're now in a position where we go, do we rebook a new flight, right? Are down now about an extra $2,000 each to go from London or from Amsterdam. Bear in mind as well, sorry, we've paid for all our internal flights in Thailand for the trip, and we've paid for like 60% of our accommodation. So that's money we're not going to get back.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're like, do we do it that way? And then you're like, but if I spend all this money and then the situation gets worse and you can't go regardless, then you've lost everything.
What if you can't get back or something?
Well, that's the other side of it, is would you not get back? I was confident that we'd figure out a way to make this work. Until I went to my family group chat with it, and I don't know if it's that my my parents just being worried because they love me or what, but they're like, please don't go.
Really?
They're like, I don't think it's a good idea. The situation is very volatile.
That's just parents being parents, though, in fairness. And I'm not trying to diminish what they're saying, but it is just parents being parents. It's just them being worried. Like, Thailand will be fine.
My sister's like, it feels like, you know, the COVID times of travel. And I'm like, I don't think that's the case necessarily. Yeah. Thailand is safe where it is. Getting there is the problem.
Why haven't they changed like the route?
Well, I was talking to Jack's dad yesterday because he used to work with the RAF, and he was saying they can't just, as like Etihad Airways, say, let's just go a different way, because like every single landing spot is accounted for in every airport.
Yeah, but like you see them do circles of an airport, like surely they can...
But obviously,
do you know what I mean? Like you see planes when they can't land because there's too many planes, they circle for 4 hours. Surely they can circle around. They can't be like, oh well, we've come a millimetre the wrong angle at the runway back to Dublin. Do you know what I mean? They should just be able to go a bit right, left, done.
I know. Maybe there's just not enough gas in the tank for something that's that long distance, and they have to land. I don't understand either. Now, last night going to bed, when I final did an update on looking at Etihad and what they were saying about the situation, they said that they were returning to limited flights from this morning.
Okay.
Dublin was not included in that. It was like London flights or flights from Amsterdam. But they were actually including their stops in Abu Dhabi. And if you search Abu Dhabi on like anywhere online, it's kind of a no-go zone at the moment. So really? I found that interesting. And then this morning, they've updated again, saying that their limited flight schedule from today, they'll resume operating between Abu Dhabi and a number of key destinations, and all of a sudden this morning they've included Dublin. Now this is the thing, I've kind of resigned myself to the idea that I don't want to land in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Now.
Fair.
So I think that regardless of them offering the service back, I think that's a very anxious flight. I think you're better off, cut your losses, ask your refund if they'll give it to you, and just try and look and get there from another airport.
Honestly, if I was you, and I know you're not looking for advice here, but if I was you,
it's a chat. It's also unknown that any opinion is of interest to me at the moment.
Well, here's my opinion. If I had this, because I know you're going for 3 weeks in Thailand, I would get the refund and I would book a week, 10 days in Lanzarote, and then I would just do that. And then if things get better in 3-4 months, then I'd go. That's what I'd do.
No. I don't want to. I want to go to Thailand. Sorry.
No, I get that. I totally get that.
Yeah, I totally understand
that.
My sister was like, cancel the flight and go to Zimbabwe. And I was like, yeah, but we've paid for loads of stuff in Thailand.
Laura, you're so weird.
Anyway, we'll see how we go. But a lot
interesting
of
though. And I'd say a lot of people in the same position.
Yeah, totally. It's just gone 9:15. You're on Spin. Love this. It's new music from Meek. It's called Fabulous.
I, with my housemates, have a group where we go and we review steaks and restaurants.
I just love this because it's just
every so often.
It's such a foil to like the lifestyle that you lead in the house. Do you know what I mean? Like how many mini eggs can we get into this bowl of cereal and squeeze into your mouth? And then, oh my God, once a month we really treat ourselves to a 5-star Michelin star restaurant, guys.
We don't really. It's not really Michelin star or anything, but it is just more like we'll go and we'll try out meals or steaks or wherever we think that they'll be good or whatever, do you know? But the reason for this was because my friend in the office, and as we all know, Russell, has a page, and they're like a food reviewers. They're called the Gastro Gays with him and his partner Patrick, right? Mm-hmm. So they're called the Gastro Gays, and I was just like, oh, I said to my husband, we could be like the Gastro Gays. I was like, but we're all straight, so we call it Straight Steaks.
Oh, very good.
That's what we call our little
reviews.
It
doesn't have the same ring to it.
It doesn't.
It's okay.
At all.
Straight Steaks.
So Russell loves this, by the way. So Russell is always like, where he's off to next. But the thing about this is that Russell's palate is a lot more refined
sure.
than me and my housemate.
Yeah, sometimes I see what Russell's reviewing and I'm like, is that food or a plant?
Yeah, yeah. So like, but he like writes like reviews for
the
food
Irish
and
Times
like the Irish Times
yeah.
and stuff like that. So we're talking to him and I said, what do you think of this restaurant? He's like, crap, and I love it. Or what well, I, you know what I mean? He goes to a restaurant and he absolutely loves it, and I go and I'm like, this is disgusting. Like, it's I'm not a foodie.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But is he? It's like a refined palate. Do you know what I mean? So we're very, very different when it comes to that. So anyway, he hadn't been to this restaurant that I wanted to try, so I said, I'll let you know how it goes. Now, he'll probably hate it, but I went to Dean last night, which is D-I-Father-O-N, which is the rooftop at Central Bank.
God, you're really missing Fiona today, because she's such a foodie. She'd know all about this. I'm useless, sorry.
So this is the new
Do you know about this, Callum? Sorry.
This is the new rooftop restaurant just opened there, just above Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
Do you know by the WeWork?
I know
there?
Where you are.
Yeah,
I didn't even know any hype about it. I'm not really
There's
on
huge
that side
hype
of
about it because I think it opened just before New Year's Eve.
Yeah, everybody is calling it Dion.
Dion, yeah, but it's Dean. It's yeah. the Irish for roof.
Okay, that's cool.
Clever.
I was thinking, oh, it's going to be. And by the way, obviously, I wasn't paid to do this at all. I'm just explaining. I do genuinely think it was quite good. But we arrived in.
Mm.
And
escalator
kind of,
up the top.
Escalator up the top. You kind of meet the person at reception, and she's like, "Right, you know, they take your coats there, and off you go up." And honestly, lads, they put money into this thing.
Really,
like,
it looks very fancy.
But like, I walked up, and the people working there are all so fabulous. Like, they're so.
Do you know what reminds me?
Do you know
watch the Gordon Ramsay documentary on Netflix?
No,
no. Did you?
No, I didn't.
It's really good, actually. And it's about him opening his new restaurants, a few of them in, what's that place in London? Harry Styles talks about it in one of his songs. Anyway, it's like the dress of the employees has to be immaculate.
Right.
And like, they're trained so highly.
But these like employees that I've seen, that, like every single one I saw last night, if you were working last night and you're working Dean, it's to me, and I know this sounds bizarre, but it's like the people living in the capital in Hunger Games.
Okay.
They're so cool looking.
Yeah.
Like, they're so different. They're so quirky, but they're so bloody nice. And so then we went upstairs and like there is serious money put into the thing. Like, it's a proper investment. It looks fantastic.
Sorry, I'm looking at it. It's amazing.
But like there's like it's like something you'd see in New York in like
yeah.
a fancy restaurant in New York or whatever. There's a bar area, you walk upstairs again, and there's the restaurant area. The restaurant area is huge. There is a huge giant windows where you can obviously look at the entire 360 view of the city, which is unbelievable. And then after the meal you can go out and like walk around the mm-hmm. perimeter of it and catch your pictures or whatever if you want. The food was good. It was okay. It was
spenny.
Like, it was spenny, but like the steak was like, I don't know, whatever much. But it was spenny. But you know what I didn't like?
What?
The chips came in a paper bag cone. And on a little stand, and I was like, I thought that was a bit. I didn't like that. I thought it was a little bit cheap.
I
was like,
see your picture of them there. Yeah, it's. And you probably like get about seven of them.
No, you actually got loads. But it's like something you get in like Eddie Rocks or something. Like,
yeah.
I was like, it's like a diner in America.
I was get
like,
you, yeah.
you have these beautiful plates and cutlery and tables and a fantastic atmosphere, and then the chips come in like a little cone, a paper cone.
I've just sent the menu to Jack saying we have to go here.
Yeah, no, it was honestly
such
fab.
A fancy night out. And when you and the housemates get ready for this fancy meal, do you use like proper dress?
Yeah, well, like I can show you exactly what I wore because I was very happy with what I wore.
Okay.
I wore kind of a tight green t-shirt and the baggy black pants that I have on.
Yeah, you look great.
So I look quite smart.
Oh, very handsome.
Very, smart.
Very busy. Like they've only reservations today until 1 o'clock in this afternoon, and
yeah,
then that's it.
It's nuts.
Nothing
I would recommend. I actually
how long ago did you book?
I'd say
ages.
About 3 weeks ago, a month
okay.
ago. But I did. I went downstairs afterwards and I got for Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming up, so I got Mam a voucher.
Granny, don't listen.
She's in work, it's fine.
Okay.
I got her a voucher for the restaurant, and I know she's going to absolutely love it. Like,
that's class. Well
it's like it's so nice to eat in a restaurant where you can see the city. It's like being in Amsterdam, or it's like being in London.
It
like,
feels like we're a real city.
It feels like we're a real city. Like, honestly, I really genuinely would recommend. It's a bit spenny, it's not for your everyday meals, but save up and go, and it's
for
fun.
Street.
Yeah,
yeah. I was looking through the menu prices there. It's kind of what you're paying in Dublin anyway.
It isn't too bad.
Like, you'd probably not go and get like two courses or whatever.
Yeah.
Go and get
but there's a steak for over 100 quid, but I think that's a share.
It is, yeah. But it is nice though. Like, and it's, I would recommend
that's
it. My experience was fantastic.
You guys keep me up to speed with what's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'd be like, deliver out.
So that was our straight steak. It's Dean.
It's Dean.
So that's our straight steaks this month.
Hey, here's Bruno Mars. This is I Just Might. You are listening to Spin 103.8. Yes. Welcome on in to the music game with no name. Dave and Callum facing off again this week. The score is in the door. Dave won last week. I suppose this is a whole new round of sorts as Fiona's on a maternity leave for the next 6 months. It'll be Dave and Callum facing off on a Friday on this.
This is not good because Fiona's very good at this game.
I've played this game twice, sorry, and I've lost both times.
Yeah, which is, I think, a surprise to you yourself.
Yeah, because I love music.
Mm. Okay, here's how this works. It's a lyric game with a little bit of a twist. It's almost like looking for the niche bits of the song and trying to make the guys think about what was going on in the setting of certain songs. For example, if you think What's Ahead is too hard, by all means, I am open to feedback.
It's
on
not.
WhatsApp.
I have told you how many times that this game, I'm sure, is very easy if you have the right brain for it. But I just don't. I don't think of lyrics when I listen to songs.
I genuinely think you're going to smash this week.
I have done on so many occasions had people go, is everything okay when I'm listening to music? I'm like, what? Yeah, it's fine. Like, your music is so depressing. I'm like, is it?
I don't realise. Yeah, okay. Well, look, let's kick this off. Round one. Dave, you're up first. In Adele's song, Hello, she says she must have called how many times?
Must have called... Hello? Must have called 100 times?
Oh. Can I jump in? I'm not going to steal the point, but I think it's 1,000.
Is it? Must have called 1,000 times. See, I don't have this brain.
You were close.
You were very close.
But, like, that's because I just guessed
it. You were
it,
zero like. Off.
Okay. Oh, see what I mean? Do you see what I mean now? You couldn't have made that easier, and I still can't get it.
It breaks my heart.
I like singing a lot. Like, Emma's spoken about her and how she listens to music and how she listens to the lyrics.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily listen to the meaning of the lyrics. I just like singing along.
Mm. Okay, Callum, we're over to you.
Okay.
In Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud.
Oh, I don't know how that one goes.
It's a million Ed Sheeran songs.
Thinking Out Loud. We found love right where we are.
Okay.
One.
Oh, perfect.
He says he'll love you until he's what age?
And I will love... It's either 70. Oh, it's not going to be 17. I always get it mixed up. I will love you until I'm 17, but I think it is 70. 70.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Ah, oh, very good. We'll be loving you
till we're 70. Lovely.
17 wouldn't make sense.
That's a horrible thing to say to someone. I'll love you till we're 70. What happens after 70?
It divorce. Just rhymes. And then it's like, you know, when
trading
I turn 70 now,
model.
I'll be going exactly. Who's in their 50s around the gaff now? Okay, Dave, we move on to you now, sir. In the Weeknd song Starboy, he reveals the house is so empty, it needs what?
The house is so empty, it needs a good clean.
I don't know that one.
The house is so empty, it needs a bit of furniture. House so empty, need a centerpiece. What the hell?
That one's tricky.
That's so difficult.
It's not.
That is the hardest thing. 087-711-103. Would you have got that?
Angie Gleam, yeah, love my baby.
See, no one said yes.
But give people a chance. This is a walk in the park. Hello, pick up your phone. This is easy, isn't it? Right, Callum.
Yes. Okay, I'm going for 2 for 2.
In Shawn Mendes' song Stitches.
He'll be needing stitches.
He says he needs stitches because he's without what?
So hard,
I mean, like. Needing stitch. That's the something.
What's the line before that?
I'm just trying to work my. Think of the word that rhymes with stitches and it starts with B and ends in itches. Fishes. What? Kisses.
That was good logic, though. That was good logic.
You know what? I actually got this.
I'll be needing fishes.
This is heartbreaking. I'm worried that the game can't go forward. You're so bad at this, guys. You're so bad at this.
No, we'll get this one now.
Jane message saying your question was too hard.
Yeah, it was. I knew
Pastor
it.
So when do you need a centerpiece? I'd be singing at the top of my lungs.
Ridiculous. Next.
Oh, I'm having fun.
Next.
Dave.
Yeah.
In My Chemical Romance's song, Welcome to the Black Parade.
No.
Where does his father take him?
When father took me into the city to see a marching band.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer. When I was a young boy,
my father took me into the city. Well done.
Class.
An extra treat coming for you here because it's Friday.
Bit of Hank Ballion.
Oh, that is so good, lads. That is so good. I got that played on this show the very first week we were on the show.
Oh, yeah.
True. Right, Callum, can you take the win?
Yes.
1-1, is it?
Yeah.
1-1. In Grace Kelly by Mika.
Yeah.
What happened the last time she spoke to Mr. Smith?
The last time he spoke to Mrs. Smith,
you helped me. You reduced me to tears.
Yes, Callum.
Reduced me to tears.
Treat
Thank
for Callum.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
They can be blue, I can be violet sky. They can be open, I can be purple, I can be anything you like.
I'll never forgive myself for not going to that gig when you went with the other one.
Best gig
same.
I've ever been.
So same. Sad.
Best gig I've ever been to. Well done, Byron.
We're getting better.
We have a win for producer Callum.
Woohoo!
Well done, guys.
2-1.
It is 9:46. Here's Blackpink. Guys, that's it. What a fun week.
I heard a rumour. Michaela Hayes is on the way. And she's having a naughty threesome.
She tends to every day at 10 o'clock.
Who's she kicking it off?
Girl. She's kicking off a threesome with Milo.
Oh, nice.
Then she's bringing Jay Sean into the mix.
Ah, brilliant.
And then she's wrapping up a One Republic.
Very nice.
Girl.
Group
Busy
of them.
Girl.
We'll catch you back here Monday morning. Love you lots. Bye.
Come Enjoy on. Your weekend. Bye bye.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.